cabinet spots that have been filled and those that are yet to be. It's all coming up right here on WMAL. It's 8 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's official this morning. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen former Texas Governor Rick Perry to be Secretary of Energy. Mr. Trump's pick for Secretary of State, meanwhile, is getting mixed reaction on both sides of the aisle. Many Democrats are speaking out against ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson.
There are 48 of them, and none of them have come out in support of Tillerson. In fact, several of them are outright opposed to his nomination. And then you add several Republicans who are just concerned right now about Tillerson's views about Russia and his ties to Vladimir Putin, his business dealings as well. And that could spell trouble on the floor of the United States Senate if those Republicans end up voting no.
Correspondent Manu Raju. Meanwhile, one of those with big concerns about Rex Tillerson is a Maryland lawmaker who's the ranking minority member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
U.S. Senator Ben Cardin will be asking Rex Tillerson some tough questions during his confirmation hearing. The Maryland Democrat says he has one main worry.
Mr. Tillerson has a very close relationship with Mr. Putin of Russia, and I am concerned about that relationship. Mr. Putin, Russia is not our friend.
President-elect Donald Trump is hailing the ExxonMobil CEO as one of the most accomplished business leaders in the world, but Senator Cardin says he's not the only one with concerns.
There are many Republicans and Democrats who share these views, so this should not be a partisan issue.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The ceasefire in the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo is falling apart. Syrian activists now say aircraft have resumed bombing raids over eastern Aleppo. If you're flying out of Reagan or Dulles airports today, you'll see that some airport workers are on strike.
Hundreds of baggage handlers, skycaps, wheelchair attendants, and others at two of D.C.'s major airports are protesting for the right to earn $15 an hour. Jaime Contreras is a union spokesman.
Rarely people tip anymore, so they have to rely on $6.15 an hour, and that's why most of them have to work two and even three jobs.
Those employees will also be attending the Metropolitan Washington Airport Authority's final public meeting of the year later today, hoping for a vote to raise their wages. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The head of the Prince George's County Liquor Board is now out of a job after his arrest last week on a DUI charge. Governor Larry Hogan called on Charles Caldwell to resign, even though Caldwell has denied that he was driving impaired last Thursday night. People who live in D.C.'s Petworth neighborhood say they are feeling mini earthquakes every day, and they think Metro is responsible.
The Green Line's been running underneath Petworth since 1999, but only this past summer did Bill Alexander and his neighbors start feeling a rumble.
Windows shaking, mirrors falling off. We thought it was another earthquake.
He says it happens regularly from 5 a.m. to 1 a.m. and less over the weekend, so it has to be Metro. Doesn't know why it only started this summer, but one hypothesis is Metro's new 7000 series trains are louder and heavier. He says a Metro engineer visited his house late last summer.
He said, yeah, it's the train. We're going to pass it on to the next department, but we really never heard much after that.
Metro, in a statement to us, says they're looking into it, but they have not determined a source. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And Hollywood this morning is mourning the loss of television star Alan Thicke. The actor died from a heart attack last night at age 69. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,911. The NASDAQ at 54.64. Sports, the Caps pick up their fifth straight win. The Wizards take on Charlotte tonight. WMAL News Time, 8.04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This holiday season, stay connected and stay informed. So when you head over the river and through the woods, there'll be no surprises.
Mostly the accumulation will be tonight.
That's everything you need to know from the Weather Channel.
A winter weather advisory.
And Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Moving your business with success takes a special touch. Hello, I'm Bud Morset of Interstate Moving, Relocation, and Logistics. Whether it's moving, warehousing, inventory management, or distribution, Interstate's 70 years of experience will get you through the most challenging projects. From medical facilities to data centers and office space, our unmatched expertise and affordability are legendary. Delivering meticulous care and reliability, our exclusive Top Hat service is your guarantee that the industry's finest movers and logisticians are with you every step of the way. Ready for your next business move? Interstate can help. Call today for a complimentary site visit and consultation from Interstate, your one-stop shop for all your moving and logistics needs. Call Interstate today at 844-220-MOVE. That's 844-220-MOVE. Or visit us at moveinterstate.com/biz. Interstate, your next step, your best move.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, coming off the Beltway in Alexandria, if you take Route 1 and going northbound and through Old Town, had the incident just after King Street near Cameron, initially reported as a broken down truck, now crash reported in that area. So Route 1, you get hit hard with extra volume this morning, again off of the Beltway. Now, also broken down slows us trying to get into town. Pennsylvania Avenue, I'm now looking at continuous delays that begin almost back to Alabama Avenue, and that's jammed solid over the Sousa Bridge. That's what's happening up ahead as you get toward Barney's Circle with the broken down bus. Top side of the Maryland Beltway crash has been cleared for quite some time, right as you approach 95, but the delays continue around toward George Avenue. And a heads up out of Hillendale, the new crash is going to be on New Hampshire Avenue just before you get to the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast this morning, mixing in with some clear sky. This afternoon, a cloud-sun mix. 45. Tonight will fall into the upper 20s. The winds will start picking up out of the northwest. Strong winds tomorrow, 30 to maybe 40 miles an hour. Temperatures start in the upper 20s, most likely falling during the day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Dumfries, 32 in Germantown, 37 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. Sorry, Donald Trump's new friend Kanye West won't be performing at the inauguration. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Wednesday morning to everyone. It's 8:07 a.m. I'm Katie Pavlich in for Larry O'Connor here with Brian Wilson. And we are excited to welcome to the show the new editor-in-chief of the Weekly Standard, Steve Hayes. Steve, you're on the line?
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Congratulations on your new position at the Weekly Standard. It's exciting to see you kind of moving up the chain over there.
Yeah, thanks. I've obviously got very, very big shoes to fill, but I'm excited to give it a shot.
I've seen his feet. They're not that big.
Bill Kristol is going to be an editor-at-large, and you're going to be in charge of the Weekly Standard. And I think that we're all, based on your reporting in the past, excited to see the direction that you take the publication.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Steve, you're a Wisconsin native, and Donald Trump was in Wisconsin last night on his thank you tour. And we're just going to play a little bit of sound of him defending Paul Ryan.
Speaker Paul Ryan, I've come to appreciate him. Honestly, he's like a fine wine.
He's like a fine wine.
From a guy who doesn't drink, by the way.
Right.
Yeah, in a state known for its beer.
Right. Oh, there you go. Although wine does go with cheese, which is also
good
Wisconsin's
point. That's
known
a good
for.
Point. Very good point. I thought it was, obviously Trump had some excited folks at that rally in West Allis, Wisconsin, which is just outside of Milwaukee. Sort of an interesting moment in summing up 2016 and the political environment that we're living in, when Trump mentions Kanye and gets massive applause from this Republican rally in Wisconsin, and mentions Paul Ryan and gets sort of a smattering of boos. A new political environment we're living in.
Yeah, it's been interesting to watch some of the most of Trump's most ardent supporters continue to go after Paul Ryan, when Donald Trump, I feel like, has made an effort since Election Day to try and move forward, even with people who had been critical of him, with the new majority that they have, to actually try and get something done.
Yeah, and look, I think that speaks well of Donald Trump. He's made some moves that have me concerned. He's said some things that have me uneasy. But I think one of the best things that we've seen from Donald Trump in the weeks that it's been since the election is that he has reached out to some of his critics. He's invited some of them to serve. You think about somebody like Rick Perry, who was formally tapped today to be the energy secretary, and others. It does seem like Trump wants to get the best people, or at least the people he thinks would best serve the country, and that's to his credit.
Well, he also seems to be sending a message that he wants to shake things up. I mean, Rick Perry, as the Secretary of Energy, it may sort of you think, well, he's from Texas. He understands the oil industry. Obviously, you can't be governor of Texas and not be familiar with the oil industry. But he is a man who has also said that he would like to see the Energy Department dismantled. Ryan Zink is a man who's been chosen to head up Interior. We're going to talk about this in a few moments. But this is a guy who has been sort of, you know, not what you would call friendly. The Green people. People would not say that he is friendly to the environment. I don't know whether that's true or not, but it's sending a message that things are not going to be in these agencies the way they have always been.
Well, he's not friendly to the environment in the way that they want him to be.
Yeah, exactly.
But, of course, you have an election to determine these things. I mean, this is one of the things that it happens every time Republicans are elected, and, yep. and people express shock, horror, and dismay that Republicans are going to go in and lead agencies where they haven't agreed with the bureaucratic drift of the agency. Well, no kidding. You know, I mean, part of the case that was made during the election by Donald Trump and certainly Republicans down ballot was that places like the EPA that had been empowered and invigorated under Barack Obama would have their power diminished under a new administration. That's what they campaigned on. They announced that they were going to do this. They're doing it, and yet you still have these howls of horror from liberals in Washington. It just doesn't make much sense. They don't seem to understand how elections work.
Do you think that Rex Tillerson, the man that Trump has chosen to lead his secretary as Secretary of State, can that come that nomination get through the Senate confirmation process? Because you only need 51 votes, but you have 52 votes in the Senate right now, and three Republicans are voicing some concern.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot will actually matter. A lot will depend on what happens during the confirmation process. You know, to me, there are very legitimate questions to be asked about his resume and about, in particular, his relationship with Vladimir Putin and Russia more broadly. He's worked in Russia for a long time. His proponents, his advocates, say that that's an advantage, that he understands Putin, that he understands the Russian political system, and he understands the incentives and disincentives within that system, and that would make him better equipped to try to you know, not only make deals with Russia, but understand what Putin is up to. On the other hand, you know, this is somebody who was awarded the Order of Friendship by Vladimir Putin in 2013, who was advocating for the lifting of sanctions on Russia even after the invasion of the Crimean Peninsula, which should cause people pause, particularly Republicans who have, I think, been accurately warning about the threat from Russia, from Vladimir Putin and his expansionist views for several years now. It's sort of ironic to me that some of the very same Republicans who have been warning about Putin mm-hmm. and his eagerness to reconstitute the old Soviet order are suddenly making arguments to suggest that he can be our buddy.
Right.
Strikes me as a bit hypocritical and a bit naive. And, of course, the flip side is true, too. Democrats who mocked Mitt Romney for saying that Russia was our greatest geopolitical foe are suddenly so concerned about Russia and Vladimir Putin, it was concerned that Democrats haven't shown on Russia or the old Soviet Union for literally decades.
Right. Steve, do you think that Trump's appointment of Tillerson feeds into this argument and concern from many people during the primary and the general election that Trump has a blind spot when it comes to Vladimir Putin? And it is true that he's never said a negative thing about him, despite, you know, his undemocratic behavior, despite his aggression towards countries like Ukraine. Does this only fuel that fire, regardless of the fact that Tillerson was able to make some pretty good deals for this American company?
Yes, it does, and it ought to. I mean, you know, I think back, I was having a conversation with a Republican strategist yesterday, and we were talking about that moment on Morning Joe. I don't know if you remember it, where Joe Scarborough asked Trump several questions about Putin, and Trump continued to defend Putin, and Joe said, well, gosh, you know, this is a guy who imprisons journalists and kills his political enemies. And Trump said, yeah, well, we do that here in the United States, too. I mean, very flippant, defended him three or four times before finally giving in and saying, yeah, okay, he might be a little problematic. You know, Trump was on virtually every side of every issue over the course of this long campaign, except Russia and except Putin. It was one area where Trump really never wavered in his views, and I do think it raises those questions. Yeah. It should make people nervous. You have somebody like Reince Priebus, former chairman of the RNC, now an incoming White House chief of staff, who was on the Sunday shows this weekend making arguments that sounded a lot like the arguments Barack Obama was making about Iran before he came to office. Now, I think Priebus is a smart guy, but I don't believe that he thinks engagement with our enemies is always a good thing, and that's sort of the case he was making.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch Rex Tillerson's confirmation hearing in front of the Senate. It might be a more difficult one than the rest of the appointments. Steve Hayes, editor-in-chief of the Weekly Standard, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Congratulations again, Steve.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Anytime.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
It's 8:15. Now WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy rush hour for many in Tysons. That's where we've been struggling with this crash on 123 just outside the Beltway West Park Drive. Still seeing delays in each direction that have been blocking one lane each way. Now for 66, about the volume with us, Manassas through Fairlakes, Fair Oaks, and now jammed through Falls Church, southbound George Washington Parkway just after 123. That's where I'm starting to see those delays, and it's a solid lineup past the overlooks down toward the Key Bridge. Over the Sousa Bridge, it's not so good here. Inbound Pennsylvania Avenue then becomes over the Sousa Bridge over toward Barney Circle with the incident. At least one lane is still blocked. Wilson Bridge backups near Route 5. And in Hillendale on New Hampshire Avenue, southbound just inside the Beltway with the crash, is along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's 37 degrees here in Washington, D.C., and today we're looking at weather of sun and clouds mixed, highs near 45. Tonight, we are looking at possibly wet snow earlier in the evening, low of 27 degrees, winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, gusty winds, high 28 degrees, winds at northwest, 20 to 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear and a low of 18 degrees. Better walk the dog early. Friday, partly cloudy, highs in the low 30s. Also, better bring the big jacket out to walk the dog. And then Saturday, it's actually going to warm up, but we will have rain, highs in the low 30s, or low 50s, excuse me. And Sunday, we'll have rain and highs in the low 60s.
60s, warmed up. Yeah. I mean, they were talking
almost
about
tanning weather.
They were talking about how it was going to be really, really nasty this weekend, but it sounds like they have revised the forecast. Good news. It is now 8:17 on WMAL.
Take your canvas bags when you go to the supermarket.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't own any canvas bags at my house. I can promise you that. Look, I mean,
it's because you hate the environment.
It is my job, I think, and my sworn duty as here as a host on WMAL each and every week to bring you up to date on the stupidity that one can find in the People's Republic of Tacoma Park. And again, they have shown once again that they are, you know, that they need a lot of watching is what they need. Here is what's going on. They have not only done away with, you know, in Montgomery County, you get a tax if you get a plastic bag. If you go to your 7-Eleven and you buy some stuff, you get like five items at the 7-Eleven. And if you want a plastic bag so you don't have to juggle these things all the way to your car, you have to pay a nickel, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a nickel tax on plastic bags. And I love it. For example, I go to Frederick on occasion and I buy items at the 7-Eleven. And they put in a bag and they don't even ask me. And they don't charge me a nickel. But in Montgomery County, it has long been the policy that you get charged a nickel for your plastic bags, right? Well, in Tacoma Park, they went one step further than that. They have absolutely banned any operation, any store, any institution, any business in Tacoma Park may not issue a plastic bag under any circumstances.
Well, you know what you should do now? You should bring a leather bag.
I guess that's what I
Because you mean. Also hate animals.
So, I mean, look, think about this, though. You go to your produce section of your grocery store, right? No plastic bag to put your produce in, right? You go to... Even the Washington Post has to put their newspaper in something else other than a plastic bag when they deliver it on a rainy day.
Well, that's because businesses who violate the plastic bag ban are subject to a $100 fine for the first offense and a $200 fine for all repeat offenses.
How about this? I mean, here's I grant you, I understand what they're going for. They said, we don't want the plastic bags ending up in our waterways. They clog up the environment. They clog up our waterways. It's not good. We want to do it with, no need do we have plastic bags. We're going to replace them with paper, which are disposable and will be degraded by the environment. But here's what I say. Plastic bags are handy, and they serve a good purpose. And if you want to crack down on people who misuse their plastic bags, crack down on people who are not disposing of them properly, which is called littering. And the last time I checked, that's against the law.
It is, yes. I use my plastic bags as trash bags at home. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Right.
I recycle and reuse plastic bags all of the time. I mean, I've seen these studies on these canvas bags that people repeatedly take back and forth to the grocery store, and you wouldn't believe the disgusting kinds of bacteria that they find in these reusable bags. You know, at what point is it unsanitary not to put your stuff into a plastic bag?
Well, then I guess you have to send your canvas bags off to the dry cleaner to be cleaned occasionally, but then they're putting all those chemicals into the environment. So are you really improving the situation?
Right. Is the dry cleaner really the most eco-friendly stop for your cleaning of your bags? But one Tacoma Park official described it this way. She said, I don't think the laws are what make Tacoma Park unique. I think the people who live here make Tacoma Park unique, and the laws are a reflection of the priorities of the people who live here.
And here's what drives me crazy. We've talked about this in our way. Here's how WJLA Channel 7 reports on it.
This holiday season, Tacoma Park is gifting the environment. A new city law, effective this month, bans all stores in the progressive city from providing customers with disposable plastic bags.
Not even questioning it on any level. It's a gift to the environment.
So
would be if we stopped littering. And by the way, who is supposed to be disposing of our trash?
My question is, who is getting paid to enforce the bag ban? Are we paying some bureaucrat $50,000 a year with benefits to go around and make sure that these businesses aren't violating plastic bag policy?
Well,
you bet you are.
There's got to be a bag czar somewhere, doesn't there?
Exactly.
It's 8:22 on WMAL.
Winter is right around the corner, and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
All right, guys, it's time to get down to business and get that something, that special woman in your life, something special for Christmas. And if you're bereft of ideas, and I know that you are, because this is one that it causes you problem every year, right? I mean, you're scratching your head. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Just pick up the phone and call the folks at Pajamagram. The super warm, world-famous hoodie footie by Pajamagram is the answer to your problem. Because face it, it's hard for her to be hot when she's freezing cold, and the hoodie footie is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. So just think about this for a moment. How warm she'll feel, how cozy she'll feel. She'll have that soft hoodie on her head, and her feet will all be toasty warm because they're inside the footy pajamas. It's a win-win. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all of the hoodie footy styles at pajamagram.com, including this year's exclusive mink chocolate hoodie footy. You don't have to wrap it because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed, so pick up the phone right now, 1-800-GIVE-PJs, that's 1-800-GIVE-PJs, or alternatively, probably the easiest way to just go to their website, pajamagram.com, tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
It's 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpets Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh boy, Tyson's Corner has been a little bit messy this morning, and the Beltway affected with this crash on 123. So I'm looking at delays on the Beltway just north out of Annandale and a solid lineup. The problem is traffic was absolutely stopped to try to exit onto 123. The crash on 123 just outside of the Beltway near the mall had the left lane blocked in each direction. So very slow. Residual delays are continuing as the cleanup was just about wrapped up here. Now, let's get you into Alexandria. We had the broken down truck on northbound Route 1, Patrick Street, just after King Street. Coming off the Beltway off of Telegraph Road, solid lineup to go inbound on Duke Street, right as you come off of Telegraph to Duke Street. That's where we've had the incident. And Pennsylvania Avenue, hefty delays right now as you come inbound across the Anacostia over the Sousa Bridge toward Barney Circle with the incident. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. With over 200 physicians across 39 specialties, named to Washingtonians 2016 Best Doctors List. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're on temperatures into the mid-40s today with a northwesterly breeze around, some sunshine mixing in with the overcast. The real cold stuff starts coming in on gusty winds as we head through tonight and tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Well, Brian, we're going back to campus for this one.
Yeah.
I'm Katie Pavlich.
What are those special snowflakes doing now?
One of those special snowflakes at the University of Pennsylvania have removed a portrait of William Shakespeare, and they've decided that they want more diversity and to be more inclusive inside the English department. Mm-hmm. And therefore, in its place, they have taped over, essentially, a photo of a black lesbian poet over, her name is Audre Lorde, over William Shakespeare to prove that not just white men have a place on the University of Pennsylvania campus.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, of all the people they could have taken down, Shakespeare was the one that they decided to choose?
I mean, and here's the thing. This isn't about diversity. This is about just changing the historical record of people who have great works inside our society, world society, and history. And it's unfortunate that they can't just have both of them up there. Rather, they have to replace Shakespeare with someone else who happens to have a different skin color and different worldview.
Yeah. Listen, parents, pay attention to what's going on your child's university campus. It's now 8:28 on WMAL.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-219-0667. That's 1-800-219-0667. 1-800-219-0667. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, designer watches, fashion accessories, and more. Find something for everyone and buy direct from hundreds of designers and manufacturers all under one roof. That's what I do. Don't drive from mall to mall. Find quality selection and save lots of money at the International Gem and Jewelry Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
Now is the time to shop at Riccardi in Georgetown. Riccardi Clothier brings you the finest selection of Italian designs and fabrics. For a limited time, super 150 suits, usually $1,230, now $599. Get ready for black tie events with a tuxedo and accessories from Riccardi at half off the regular price. Plus, you won't find a better selection of Italian silk ties in D.C., normally $100 each, now three for $100. Riccardi's in Georgetown at the corner of Wisconsin and O Streets, 202-338-5300 or RiccardiClothier.com.
Coming up, Trump continued to have meeting at Trump Towers, and he's still filling out his cabinet. We'll give you the latest announcements and talk about those spots that are yet to be filled. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL 830, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by AT&T. President-elect Donald Trump is touting his pick for Secretary of State as a man who will fight for America. Apparently, though, Rex Tillerson was not even a candidate for the job until two former George W. Bush officials intervened.
Those endorsements behind the scenes from Condoleezza Rice, from Robert Gates, from Stephen Hadley, and also from Jim Baker played an enormous role on getting Rex Tillerson to this point, the point where he is now the selection to be the top diplomat for the president-elect.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, the ranking minority member on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, is concerned with Rex Tillerson's ties with Russia.
The question we have is, does he understand the seriousness of Russia's activities against U.S. interests, and will he be a strong advocate for U.S. security needs and not be so concerned about the niceties of Russia?
Donald Trump calls Tillerson's business career, quote, the embodiment of the American dream. The ceasefire and evacuation plan for the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo is collapsing this morning.
What was supposed to happen this morning was that the rebel forces there were supposed to evacuate the area, and then the government forces were supposed to move in and take over all of Aleppo. Instead, what we're seeing there appears to be full-on war once again, with activists saying that they've been hit by many artillery shells. Also, the Syrian government saying that mortars were being lobbed the other way.
Correspondent Fred Pleitgen. A 13-year-old boy was killed and three other people hurt, one of them critically, in a multi-vehicle accident on I-95 in Prince George's County last night. The boy was a passenger in a minivan that had slowed to avoid a disabled car in the roadway. They were then rear-ended by a tractor-trailer. Virginia's voter ID law has been upheld by a federal appeals court, which yesterday rejected a challenge by Democrats who argued that the law suppresses voting by minorities and young people. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,911, the NASDAQ at 5464. Sports, five wins in a row now for the Caps. The Wizards had the night off. They host Charlotte tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Businesses today need collaboration tools that give them simplicity and scale. Take this midsize accounting firm. It's tax season, which means to keep up, they just signed 57 seasonal employees.
Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to
all
the
out
team.
And about, all on team. Different devices, all with different needs. Some need to email and video conference with clients. Others need to instant message and conference with coworkers. All need voice, and they need it right away. With the help of AT&T Collaborate, businesses have the flexibility to start with voice and add more features as they grow. AT&T Collaborate combines voice, video, instant messaging, and conferencing all in one cloud-based solution, making it easy to use, manage, and deploy, giving your business the agility to have simplicity and scale. AT&T Collaborate. Discover the power of and at att.com/collaborate.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 12/21/16. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson with Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. If you're thinking of selling in 2017, make the smarter choice and save thousands. Get the same full-service listing without the high commission sticker shock. We've already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
When everyone's home for the holidays, they expect their favorite foods.
I wait all year for that sausage stuffing.
I only use Premio sausage. Premio started 40 years ago as a neighborhood Italian butcher shop, making fresh, authentic Italian sausage.
Hey!
You're eating all the Premio! With butcher-quality cuts of pork, seasoning, spice, and nothing else. No fillers. Traditional Italian ingredients used for generations. Dig in. Mouth-watering taste in every bite. That's what Premio brings to the table.
Premio. The way sausage should be.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Pennsylvania Avenue still struggling here. Heading inbound, going to be very slow to get you beyond 295. If you're going over the inbound Sousa Bridge, that's where crews were dealing with the bus accident. On 295, as you come out of Riverdale and Chevrolet, watch for heavy volume past East Capitol Street. No problems to report right now. They're the Wilson Bridge. In fact, the pace slightly better. We're in delays before St. Barnabas Road. Coming off the Beltway, Alexandria, going north on Route 1, Patrick Street. It's been a slow go to get you past the incident after King Street. 270 southbound. Been doing so well this morning. Now we have an accident. Looks like it's coming off the local lanes, 270 south, right near Shady Grove Road. Hillendale, southbound New Hampshire Avenue, inside of the Beltway for the crash. And hang on, everyone in Tysons. Still dealing with the crash. Fairfax Police on the scene on 123, just outside of the Beltway near Tysons Corner. 123 is jammed, as is the Beltway to merge on to 123. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air poised to come on in. Doesn't look like much precipitation, however. As we head on through today, cloud sun mix up, 45. Tonight, the colder air spills in on a northwest breeze, 27. Should be mainly cloudy. Clouds mix with sunshine tomorrow. Gusty winds. Temperatures in the upper 20s early, probably falling in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Vienna, 32 in Rockville, 38 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by V&F Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 837 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, we're joined by Katie Pavlich in for Larry O'Connor, still on vacation, and be back next week. And we are continuing to look at all of the moves that are going on at Trump Towers with the cabinet spots that have been filled and the ones that are yet to be filled. So let's go through the list, Katie Pavlich, if we can. And we learned yesterday during our show that Rex Tillerson is going to be the Secretary of State if Donald Trump has his will. He is the CEO of Exxon. There are some concerns here about his position with regard to Russia, that perhaps he's a bit too cozy. Several Republicans, and you don't need many Republicans to defect to have a problem with the confirmation process. Right. You got 52 Republicans in the Senate. You need 51 votes. Now there's three senators, Rubio, McCain, and Graham, who are expressing some concern. Ultimately, don't you think this is going to be resolved?
I think it will be, but I think it's important to point out that they're not concerned over Rex Tillerson's business dealings in Russia for Exxon. They're concerned over the fact that Vladimir Putin gave him a friendship award. John McCain described it as, you know, you don't necessarily want to be friends, receive a friendship award from a butcher. Marco Rubio also expressed concern about the deep ties and too cozy of a relationship with Russia. So out of all the confirmation hearings, hearings. I think he will have the toughest one. I think eventually he'll get through.
I think he'll come in and give the right answers. And right. I think he'll give the answers they want to hear and give the assurances he wants to hear. And that'll be the end of it. But I don't think it's unreasonable to ask those questions. I'm all in favor of that.
Yeah,
Rick Perry for Secretary of Energy, the governor of Texas, former governor of Texas, and a former opponent of for the nomination for the presidency on the Republican side of the equation against Donald Trump, has been chosen by Donald Trump to be the Secretary of Energy. And if memory serves me correct, this is a department that he at one time said should be dismantled.
Mm-hmm. He did say that. And, I guess once you get into government, and maybe he's been hired to do just that, is to try and clean out the bureaucracy inside the Department of Energy. He has a lot of actually things in common with the Secretary of State nomination in terms of being from Texas, understanding the oil industry. And this is having, between Rick Perry and Rex Tillerson, the climate change fanatics are having an absolute meltdown, heart attack. They're in full panic mode about what their global warming prospects are going to be over the next couple of years.
And I love the fact that the status quo is being challenged, and that once again, people who are surprised and shocked and stunned that a new president coming into town wants to make changes in the agencies. It's like Steve Hayes said last hour. They're shocked and surprised by this.
Yeah,
that's what happens with an election.
Well, and that's exactly what Trump said he would do. And when you look at the types of people who Trump is replacing in his cabinet, it's fun to watch the people going out. For example, National Security Advisor Susan Rice, who of course was a big problem when it came to Benghazi, is being replaced by Mike Flynn, and his deputy is going to be KT McFarland. You have Ben Carson over at HUD. John Kelly, General John Kelly at Homeland Security, is going to replace Jay Johnson, who was appointed by Obama because he was a campaign bundler, not that he had necessarily experience with Homeland Security. John Kelly, on the other hand, knows Central America, knows South America, knows the problems that are posed by drug cartels and the violence and why people flee north into the United States. And so I think he'll be a really good pick. One of the things that we still haven't talked about is what Trump still has to do to fill some of these posts.
Before you do that, let me get one more in there. Ryan Zink at Interior, someone who has the people who are, the Greens are a little concerned about this.
A former Navy SEAL, yes, from Montana, correct? I think he's from Montana. Speaking of a veteran, the Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary is still open. Now, Pete Pegseth, who worked for Concerned Veterans for America for years, knows the ins and outs of what needs to be done to reform the VA, is in the running. My understanding is Scott Brown is also up for that position. I think Pete Hegseth would be a much better choice for that position, just based on his work to try and reform the VA, which we desperately need. I mean, you look at the story that came out last week of the dentist in Wisconsin possibly infecting nearly 600 veterans with HIV and other deadly fatal diseases because he didn't follow protocol and no one reported him. You have that story from earlier this week of a body of a veteran being left in a shower for 9 hours before it was taken to the morgue. I mean, these horrible stories are endless, and I think Pete Hegseth really understands what needs to be done to turn that agency inside out.
And the what are the other spots? I mean, agriculture has not yet been filled.
Agriculture, trade representative, I don't believe has been filled yet. Council on Economic Advisors chairman maybe has been filled. But the big one that we have, two that we have left, are the Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary and the Agriculture Secretary. So talks are ongoing for both of those. And interestingly enough, Agricultural Secretary will actually probably be dealing a lot with the Chinese, who have been trying to take some more agricultural dealings so that they can be an exporter of things like pork and chicken and to compete with the United States on a global level. So we'll certainly be watching who gets put into that position and what effect it has on global affairs.
So overall, I'm pretty pleased with what I've seen. And overall, I just want to remind everybody, when this whole process started, there was all this talk about the transition process is in disarray. They don't know what they're doing. They're way behind schedule. They're not way behind schedule. In fact, they are quite ahead of schedule.
They're right on time.
They are and I like the things that I see so far out of this president-elect, making choices about the people who are going to assist him. He has chosen people who are outside the box, people who are going to challenge the status quo, and I think that's the one thing we should understand about this election. This was a change election. The election to put Donald Trump in office was one designed to make, say, to the nation's capital, you need to do things differently. And I think it's a great idea to have some new blood come in here, agents of change to come in and look very critically at these agencies and not just rock along status quo, but to bring real change and real reform to these agencies. That's the mandate of this president, and I am so glad he has chosen people that will do that. It is now 8:44 on WMAL.
Americans speak their minds on the National Mall. Now, Washington comes to talk right here.
This is serious stuff.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. We'll be making New Year's resolutions very soon. One might be to save some money. So here's my advice to help you out. Don't keep overpaying for your home security monitoring service. Get secure with Ackerman Security. They can protect your home and family with reliable, certified monitoring at the great price of just $19.95 a month. Why Ackerman? Well, they're the only company with a guaranteed response time. Plus, it's real easy to make the switch and save. Ackerman can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get the peace of mind that comes with Ackerman monitoring starting at that great price of $19.95 a month. Now listen to this special offer valid for December only. Receive up to 6 months monitoring free when you switch or start service with Ackerman. That's double the normal incentive, all to help you save money in the new year and get protected. Call Ackerman Security now at 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070, online at ackermansecurity.com.
It's 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We've been struggling in Tyson's this morning. Serious crash. They're still doing a reconstruction investigation at the scene of 123 just outside of the Beltway near West Park Drive. And I'm looking at big delays on 123 each direction, and this affects the Beltway as well. It's the inner loop that it affects as you come out of Annandale. Just a solid lineup past 66 heading toward that exit for 123. Since traffic on 123 is jammed, it's hard to merge off of the Beltway. On 66, the volume remains with us into Centerville, Fair Oaks toward the Vienna Metro, and up to merge now onto those Beltway delays. Pennsylvania Avenue inbound as you come across the Sousa Bridge. Crews have been dealing with an incident. Old Town Alexandria, it's still kind of a hot spot here. Had the problem on South Patrick Street as you come off of the Beltway, so that's also known as Route 1, just past King Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air poised to come on in. Doesn't look like much precipitation, however. As we head on through today, cloud sun mix up, 45. Tonight, the colder air spills in on a northwest breeze, 27. Should be mainly cloudy. Clouds mix with sunshine tomorrow. Gusty winds. Temperatures in the upper 20s early, probably falling in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently, in our nation's capital, it is 37 degrees at 8:46 a.m. on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. I'm Katie Pavlich, alongside Brian Wilson.
Yeah, and here's one for you. And this comes to us thanks the hat tip to the Daily Caller for this. This is great stuff. A spokeswoman for DC's public schools by the name of Hillary Tone. She's the communications director of DC public schools. Has been tweeting. And she tweeted out after Rick
Perry.
Yes, the Twitter machine will get you if you're not careful.
It will get you in trouble.
That's right. After Rick Perry was chosen to be the Department of Energy secretary nominee by the president-elect, she tweeted out that she would personally, this is quote, she would personally like to lead and eliminate the Department of White Men.
You know, how is that not racist?
That's right. She made a similar comment on her Facebook page suggesting that she, quote, wanted to get rid of all white men. I just want to point out, as a white man, I don't want to be gotten rid of.
And I
can't imagine that other white men would want to be, you know, thrown into the dustbin of history. And I want to point out that in D.C. public schools, 13% of students are white.
Yes.
And
who she's supposed to represent as the spokesperson.
Right. So about half of those are probably male. So that would mean there are about 3,150 white men in the school system right now in the D.C. that she would want to get rid of.
Yeah. Well, we should mention that Miss Tone did end up deleting her tweet, and she then tweeted, "Hey, Internet, upon reading my mentions, it occurs to me that my tweet about white men earlier today was in poor taste. My apologies."
Do you think it was in poor taste? Really?
Can you imagine if this was the reverse?
Oh.
And someone... said this about any other kind of racial issue and said, "I want to get rid of X men."
Yeah.
I mean, it would be, the world would end.
Put any other color in there and you've got the Justice Department conducting an investigation into a hate crime.
Well, you know, one thing is very clear, even after Trump has won and as he makes these appointments, and we mentioned this earlier in the show, you know, watching the left have these epic meltdowns is just incredible to watch. And it's very entertaining. So thank you, Donald Trump, if anything, for bringing us this entertainment from these lefties who just can't seem to handle having a difference in opinion.
And I agree. I totally agree. But here's the thing. I don't want to let go of this for a moment. This woman needs to be fired. I mean, let's be honest about it. This is basically a racist statement. It is a statement about eliminating a certain race of people.
I mean,
can we stand by and allow this to be acceptable?
If anyone else had said this, it would be saying it was genocide and Nazi-like behavior.
Exactly. And I'm telling you, I don't think, and look, I tell you what's going to happen. Nothing is going to happen here. The D.C. public school, they're going to say, "Why did you do that? Okay, well, don't do it again." And that's going to be the end of it. No. I mean, I really think that this is outrageous. Outrageous beyond belief that she would harbor such a thought and had the judgment to think that it was appropriate to put out such a thing when you are the communications director for D.C. Public Schools.
Well, and the idea, that, again, in the broader sense, is too, that progressives, and this is where Hillary Clinton went totally wrong, by continually attacking white men in this country, they just lost an election. They lost white men in Michigan, Wisconsin, right, Pennsylvania, because they voted for Donald Trump because they're sick and tired of this type of racism for no reason other than the color of their skin.
Hillary Tone must go. My new campaign, 850 on WMAL.
These guys,
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I just can't talk enough about the importance of getting the gift that will make that special woman in your life very, very happy. And I keep coming back to this conclusion. The answer is the Hoodie Footie by Pajamagram. Because, as I've said many times this morning, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. And the Hoodie Footie is the solution. It is the answer to your problems, guys. It combines, you ready? This is the genius of the Hoodie Footie. It combines the warmth of the hoodie with the coziness of the footie pajama. You see, you got your warm hood and your cozy footies, and that makes this the perfect gift. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. Cozy wife, cozy girlfriend, cozy significant other. This is the thing that you want, guys. Pick up the phone right now and make the call. It'll be there in time for Christmas. It'll be gift-wrapped. Absolutely. You don't have to worry about any of that. All you got to do is either go to the internet at pajamagrams.com or alternatively, pick up the phone, and here's the number. It's a clever number. 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make the call now and tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Here's a question maybe you hadn't thought of. Why do people sext? And who are the ones that are sexting? The answer might surprise you. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Sexting might seem like a direct way to get what seems obvious. But believe it or not, sexting is most likely to occur within a committed relationship. That's according to Rob Weisskirch. He's a professor of human development at Cal State. Now, there were two things that made someone more likely to sext. Number one, worrying about what your partner thinks of you. And number two, having a more secure attachment style, being comfortable with intimacy and close relationships. Now, of course, both partners have to be interested in doing this. Otherwise, well, it just doesn't work. Now, some experts say it can help spice up the relationships. Just make sure you trust the person you're sexting with 100%. Because those pictures, man, they live forever, as we have all seen. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-391-1755. 800-391-1755.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services.
800-610-0450. That's 800-610-0450. 800-610-0450.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, late crash 395 slows you coming off of the Beltway. So if you're making that ride past Edsel and Duke Streets, far right lane, right where commuters merge on from Duke Street, the Beltway is going to be a continuous lineup now right as you come off in 95. This is not just through Annandale, but it's linked up to this big delay through Tyson's to exit onto 123. 123 is the culprit. It is jammed each direction just outside of the Beltway near Tyson's Corner there at West Park Drive. The crash is blocking one lane in each direction. 210 pushing north toward the Beltway, still below speed toward Livingston Road at an earlier crash. Wilson Bridge delays are easing out. And quick peek at 270 south in Rockville, slowing. Had the crash coming off of the local lanes near Shady Grove, but should find lanes open. Update brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very cold air poised to move into the district as we look on through the rest of the week. Cold stuff on gusty winds expected by tomorrow. Clouds and sun today, 45. And then that cold air coming in on gusty winds tomorrow, highs only in the 20s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 39 degrees in the nation's capital and 8:56 a.m.
With the new administration coming into town, that means the Washington area demand for rental homes has increased once again, and you can profit from this. Not only can you make more money by renting out your home, investment property, or recently inherited home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse, they are America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you just sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for only $80 a month. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now, get a free home rental price analysis, or give them a call, 202-625-4370. It's easy. Call 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Send that energy hog of a heating and cooling system out to pasture and get a new one from Lennox and the stand-up guys from Snell.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Let's get you a new home comfort system, one that'll be energy efficient season after season. The Lennox systems installed by my stand-up guys come with lifetime warranties. It might be the last heating and air conditioning system you'll ever have to buy for your home. And with approved credit, we can even help you finance it with payments as low as $86 a month. And if that hasn't knocked your socks off yet, well, let me sweeten the deal. We'll add a 10-year parts and labor guarantee. You're totally covered until the year 2026. Heck, we'll probably have flying cars by then. And of course, that new furnace and air conditioner will be expertly installed by my stand-up guys.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
Katie Pavlich, I want to say thank you so much for coming in and filling over the
Thanks so much for having me. Quite a pleasure.
Yeah, Larry O'Connor again, as I say, will be back next week. Tomorrow, Jake Tapper will join us. Looky there. There's Chris Plant.
Did you see the big speech last night, Donald Trump's speech last night? It was hilarious. It was full of hilarious stuff. He offered them 5 cents on the dollar for their fireworks after they canceled their fireworks display. Funny, funny stuff. George Stephanopoulos and his wife have apparently made their children crazy. Did you see this story? They've made their children crazy. They should probably...